golf clubs are not in the hall closet.
They aren't?
No. And I distinctly remember your coming to me and asking me if you could make some extra money and could you please clean my golf clubs, and I said yes.
So you did, Dad. And you paid me, too.
Well, then where are the golf clubs?
Well, you see, I wanted to do a real good job on them, and Zach, well, he has this buffing wheel, and so I figured they'd turn out real good, and so...
Where are they now?
They're still there. At Zach's. Well, you see, I didn't get around to buffing them, but I was waiting until I had
time. Fine, fine. I have one day of the month I can get a chance to play golf, and then... Well, young man, you're going to learn that things have to be done when they're supposed to be done.
Alex.
You're going to get organized. Organized. And that goes to you too, young lady.
What did I do?
It's what you didn't do, your homework.
Alex, you're going to be late for school.
All right, we can discuss it later. Now, I'm not going to say I told you so, but I did. I told you repeatedly. And what is the result? You dropped from an A to a C in history.
But, Daddy, it's not fair. Mr. Griffin did it just to be mean.
He did it to teach you a lesson. That's what teachers are for, to teach you lessons. Now, if you'd gotten your homework done and gotten your paper in on time...
Oh, it would have been an A. Mr. Griffin said so himself.
Exactly. But what did you do? You kept putting it off and putting it off, like everything else around here. Why, we have to tell you to pick up your things. We have to tell you to do your homework. Do this, do that, come to meals... We have to tell you everything 18 times. Well, that's all over. From now on, we... From now on, we're going to have a schedule around here, and we're going to stick to it. Meals will be served at regular hours, and anybody who isn't there, they're hard luck. There'll be no second sitting, understand?
Oh, yes, Daddy. Yes, Dad.
Homework will be done immediately after dinner, and I want you both in bed with lights out by 9:30.
9:30?
That's what I said, 9:30.
Can we go now?
If you've got that straight. Where do you think you're going?
Oh, just out to... up to do my homework.
Well, we had our little talk.
Yes, I heard. You, don't think you were a little too severe, do you?
Well, honey, you were the one who was so upset with him this morning.
Well, yes, I know, but I don't think we should punish the children just because I got up on the wrong side of the bed.
No, you were perfectly justified. I mean, take Mary's marks, for instance. Why, she's never got a C in history in her life.
I know, but... 9:30?
We set down the rules and we have to be firm.
Yeah, I suppose so. But I just wish we'd taken a little more time to think about it before you dived in head first.
Oh, hi, honey.
Hi, Daddy.
Something on your mind?
Daddy, I believe you two have met before.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. How are you, Herbie?
Roger.
Oh, yes, Roger. Sorry. Sit down.
Well, I don't mind.
Where's Mother?
She's in the kitchen.
You excuse us. Hi, darling.
Oh, hello, dear.
The kid's staying for dinner?
No, Mary's going out to dinner.
Going out for dinner?
Well, not out to dinner, really. Roger's taking her bowling, and they're going to stop by for hamburger.
Oh, wait a minute.
I already asked Mother, and she said I could.
Just a darn minute here. I thought we had this all out last night.
Daddy, please, not so loud.
What did I tell you?
You said that I had to finish all of my homework before I went out.
That's right. And it just so happens that I meant it.
But, Daddy, I've already done it.
She started working on it as soon as she got home from school.
Well, what about your room? Have you cleaned that up?
Oh, I cleaned it all up, didn't I, Mommy?
She really did.
What about that thank you note that you put off writing to your grandmother for the past 3 months?
Oh, no.
Now, what's so unreasonable about asking a girl to take a few minutes to sit down and write a note expressing gratitude, plain, simple, ordinary gratitude for a gift that was sent her 3 months ago by a lonely old lady who has a few pleasures in life. All right, be home by 9:30.
Daddy, tomorrow night I'll go to bed at 8:30, maybe even 7:30 if I can check.
9:30 and not 1 minute later.
You better be home at 9:30.
That's what I just told her.
Yes, dear, I know. Now, go speak to Roger so he won't think you're mad at him. And honey, if you have any dressing you have to do.
Oh, I'll just go get my sweater and purse.
Sit down.
Well, that's okay.
I understand you and Mary are going out tonight.
Well, yes, sir. Well, that is, if it's all right with you, sir.
Well, it seems to be all right with her mother. You smoke?
Oh, no, sir. I just carry matches.
Well, where are you thinking of going?
Well, I was planning on teaching her how to bowl.
Somebody will teach her some history.
Mary? Well, she's good in history.
That's not what her teacher says.
Oh, well, Mr. Griffin. Well, I mean, he's all right, I guess, only, well, you know, he's kind of a square.
You know, Jeff and Mary are always talking about these squares, as you call them. Exactly what is a square?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain to somebody that's, well, that doesn't, well, it's just hard to explain to
a square.
No, sir, no.
Shall we go, Roger?
Oh, Roger was just telling Mary we expect her home no later than 9:30.
9:30,
yes. She's a growing girl, and we feel that she should...
Daddy, I'm not a child. Come on, Roger, let's go. Where's she going? Be quiet. Let's go.
Well, good night, Dr. Stone.
Good night.
Good night, Jeff.
Oh, good night, Roger.
Oh, good night, Mrs. Stone.
Good night, Roger. Good night.
Good night. Good night, Dr. Stone. Oh, and you can keep the matches.
What a chip. Mary gets to go out and I have to stay in. Why?
Have you done your homework?
No.
That's why.
Oh. Hmm? The Wileys invited us over to play bridge tonight. I hope you don't mind. We have anything else to do.
Sure, fine.
Good. I told them we'd come.
Did Mary know we were going out?
She may have. Why?
No reason. Why don't we ask the Wileys to come over here and play?
Because I've already told them we'd play over there.
Oh.
Any particular reason why you want to play at home?
No.
It wouldn't be that you want to check up on whether Mary comes home at 9:30, would it?
Oh, darling, don't be silly. No, I told Mary what time I expected her home, and I'm sure she'll be here. She's always been a truthful girl, and by the slightest doubt, she'll be here on time. Not a doubt in the world. I'll tell you one thing, if she's not...
Well, look, if you're sore because I went over and talked to Darlene...
Darlene? Oh, I couldn't care less.
Well, I
Let's
don't...
Let's not discuss Darlene, B, because nothing could be farther from my thoughts than Darlene. Nothing. Absolutely nothing could be farther from my thoughts. Darlene.
Mary?
I mean, how could anybody get excited over Darlene?
Who says they're getting excited? I happen to mention that she's a pretty good bowler. Now, that's not getting excited about Darlene.
Roger, if you don't mind, I'd rather not discuss it.
Boy, boy.
I mean, if some men are impressed by girls who are athletic rather than feminine, that's certainly no reason for all girls to be athletic.
I'm not the slightest bit impressed with girls that are athletic. Honest, I'm not.
I thought we decided not to discuss it, Roger.
I'm going to have another root beer. Do you want one?
No, thank you.
Well, do you mind if I have one? All right, I'm going to have one anyway.
I told Ben he's just like all fathers. Anything Nina wants.
Now, that's not so.
All she has to do is twist him around her little finger, and she's just the one that can do it.
Now, wait a minute. She didn't get that trip to Nassau, did she?
No, she got a wristwatch instead.
She didn't get the trip to Nassau.
But it was a wristwatch she wanted all the time.
My friend, you've been had. Well, I suppose you've never been taken.
Oh, Alex is expert on these matters. He studied psychology, you know.
Yeah, what's your method, Doc?
Oh, it's perfectly simple. You just say no.
I've tried that. What do you do after you've said no 8 times?
Well, that's where you make your mistake. Make them know you mean it the first time.
How do you do that?
He fixes them with a steely glance.
Consistency, that's the main thing. Always let them know exactly where they stand. To make a rule, you have to follow through on it.
Yeah. Donna, your bid.
I have got my cards arranged.
Like this evening, for example, we had a little discussion. Mary wanted to go out bowling. I didn't stand in her way. I said, go ahead, but be sure you're home by 9:30.
Are you all set?
Do you think she will?
Oh, she'll be home by 9:30.
Are you all set now?
Pass.
One no trump.
Oh, what time do you have?
It's 9:25.
Well, come on, Doc. One no trump.
I think I'll just go over there and check.
Why don't you know?
Let's not break up the game.
I'll be right back.
Alex. Well, if you'll excuse me, I think I'd better go, too. He gets a little carried away sometimes. We'll be right back.
Wouldn't you know? The first good hand I've had all evening.
Honey, we didn't have to leave in the middle of a hand.
9:30 is 9:30. And it's 9:30.
Well, it's just barely 9:30.
I didn't say 9:35. I said 9:30.
Honey, even a parking lot gives you a few minutes grace.
Well, that's what she's counting on. She'll find out this isn't a parking lot. Well, this isn't the first time it's happened. The last time she was out, she didn't come home until 1.
Oh, well, that was the annual dance.
Well, this isn't. I'm not going to have an annual dance here once a week.
Well, I'm sure there must be some reason.
Well, it better be a good one.
Honey, the Wileys are waiting, and I have a feeling Ben has a good hand.
Well, I better phone them. Tell them we'll be a few minutes. I don't like that Herbie. I don't like his looks.
It's Roger, darling.
I like Roger. I don't like his looks either. There you are. 10 o'clock.
Alex, it isn't like Mary to defy us. Maybe something's happened.
Something's going to happen when she gets home, I can tell you that. Maybe you ought to call the Wileys again.
You call them this time.
Hmm?
I'll tell you what I think you should do, and that's call Roger's place to see if she's there.
I'm darned if I will. She's not going to have me chasing all over the neighborhood. It's her responsibility to get herself home and on time. If not, she pays the penalty. And the penalty's going up every minute.
Alex, if you won't, I will.
Go ahead.
What's Roger's last name?
Don't ask me. I thought his name was Herbie.
Herbie. Durfee.
She shouldn't be going out with boys we don't know.
I know him. He's around here all the time.
Well, what's his name, then?
Durfee. Oh, there are 2 Durfees listed. Well, I guess I'll just have to close my eyes and...
Hereafter, when she goes out with anybody, she's to leave his name and his telephone number. She'll be going out with him in the first place.
I hope this is right. It's pretty late to be calling a wrong number. Hello, Mr. Durfee? Are you the Mr. Durfee who has A son named Herbie? I mean Roger? Well, I'm Mrs. Stone, Mary's mother. Oh, I hope I didn't wake you. Good. Well, I was just wondering if Mary is over there with Roger by any chance. Well, no, they left here about 7 o'clock and I haven't seen them since. Well, yes, thank you very much. Goodbye. Yes, I'll tell him. He thought Roger was over here. Says to send him home if he shows up.
I'll send him home, all right.
Alex, I'm worried.
Well, I'm mad.
Supposing there's been an accident or something. Where are you going, Alex?
Get the car out. I've got a few places in mind.
Alex, if you find her...
What have you done with Mary?
Mary?
Yes, Mary. Who do you think?
Well, I haven't seen her, sir. Well, I mean, I...
Where is she?
Well, I don't know. She walked out on me. I mean, we had this little argument, see?
Don't you usually see a girl home?
Well, yes, sir. Only, you see, it happened this way. She bowled 3 straight balls right down the gutter, and, well, even though it was just my sense of humor, she didn't think it was very funny, especially when I brought it up about Darlene. She didn't even want to discuss it. But I actually think she did because, well, when I went to get a root beer and I come back, she disappeared.
Huh?
Well, you see, sir, she bowled 3 straight balls right down the gutter.
Oh, never mind that. Which way did she go?
I don't know, sir. I didn't see her.
Your father says go home.
Yes, sir.
I think we should call the police.
All right, you call the police. I feel like a darn fool already, running all over town.
Well, there's no telling what she might do. Children are sensitive, particularly girls. You can't just dictate to them. They're human beings, too.
Well, so are we.
But so are they.
Well, we are, too. Parents have some rights, you know. I don't know if they are, though, if you can't suggest to them that they'd be home at a reasonable hour without...
You did more than suggest. You practically threatened her.
I did not. All right, I threatened her. What did I threaten her with?
Withholding affection.
Oh, Donna, that's
Alex, really, for a licensed pediatrician who spent his whole life dealing with children, who's supposed to know about...
Well, I deal things. With children all day long. Do I have to deal with them all night, too?
I may not be the world's greatest disciplinarian, but at least I've never driven our daughter out of the house.
Who's driving her out of the house? I asked her to come home. That's all I did. I asked her kindly to walk through that door at a respectable hour. There you are. Where have you been?
Alex.
You had your orders, young lady. You knew exactly what they were. You should have been in bed and asleep, too. What are you doing in your bathroom?
How long have you been asleep, dear?
Oh, since about 9 o'clock, I guess. Why? What's the argument all about?
Well... Your father, who's supposed to know all about such things, was under the mistaken impression
Let's not
that...
bother to go into that, shall we?
Well, good night, Mommy.
Good night, honey.
Good night, Daddy.
Night. Well, how do you like that? There I am out chasing all over town, and she's in bed all the time.
She was just doing what you told her to.
Well, how did I know she was going to do it?
Come on. Let's go to bed.
There, I just finished watering the flowers.
Thank you, dear. Jeff, Mary... I think I should explain something to you. Your father is a very fine man, and he works very hard. Sometimes he gets a little nervous, and, well, he says things that he really doesn't mean.
Oh, we know that.
Well, take yesterday, for example. Pass the sugar, dear.
Yes, Mom. Thank
you. Good morning, darling.
Good morning, Alex.
It's too bad, Dad. You missed it.
Missed what?
Breakfast.
Oh, well, I guess I am a little late at that.
Oh, that's okay, Dad. Only kidding. After all, we all goof up now and then.
Even me.
Daddy, all for you.
Why, thank you, honey. They're beautiful.
You know, Mom grew those right out of an envelope.
Well, your mother's a remarkable woman in more ways than one.
Well, I'll go get you some juice. It's good for the nerves.
I'm afraid I owe you an apology about last night.
Daddy, that's all right. Forget it. I'll go get you breakfast.
Here you go, Dad.
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
Dad, you know what I'm going to do this afternoon? Hmm? I'm going to clean out the cellar.
On a day like this?
Well, I know how it's been getting on your nerves.
Oh, relax. Enjoy yourself. Today, we're just going to play things by ear.
Oh, great. Hey, Mary, Dad says we can go to the movies.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Daddy.
Well, when did I say that?
Well, we already planned it.
Now, wait a minute. How are you going to go to the movies and clean out the cellar at the same time?
Oh, heck, I knew you wouldn't make me.
All right, just this once, but beginning tomorrow, understand?
Oh, absolutely, Dad, absolutely.
All right, we'll relax today, but tomorrow we're going to get organized. We're going to get on a schedule around here, and we seem to think I mean it.
Oh, absolutely.
What's the use? I'm outnumbered.
Thank you.